Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
But obviously the big story was the KCI vote, question number one in the Kansas City, Missouri ballot. And by a much wider margin. I mean, you and I thought it was going to be 55-45.
60-40 maybe.
The only person I heard that predicted a big victory was the guy that doesn't use the airport that much, and that's Scott Parks. He thought it would be something large. I don't know if anybody thought it would be this big, but 75-25. Yeah. The airport question does pass, so we will have a new single terminal airport. And instead of you and I talking about the process and what has happened, we wanted to bring in a couple of special guests joining us from Edgemoor. The managing director, Jeffrey Stryker, is with us here in studio. Jeffrey, how much sleep did you get last night?
Couple hours. it was a good night for all, and certainly with Councilwoman Justice and the mayor and the city council, the tremendous efforts they've put in to explain to the voters all the benefits that come from the new terminal, from the job creation, economic development, creating the new workforce of the future. Just a great night for Kansas City and the community.
And you mentioned her. She's also in studio with us. Airport Committee Chair and KC Councilwoman Jolie Justice is with us. I asked Jolie how much sleep she got last night when she was walking up the stairs to come in studio.
And she just laughed.
She wouldn't answer me.
So. She just laughed. Said it was none of your business.
had a finance committee meeting this morning even. Right. So the city's business continued despite.
Came about as close to wrapping it around as I have since I was in college.
Wow. Almost a whole 24 hours for you.
Yeah, mainly just because I was so excited.
Right.
So,
well, let's begin with you, Jeffrey, and how we got to this point, because part of the process that I think was so interesting, and I use that word very, very cautiously, interesting, was the process of how we got here. I mean, when we saw Mayor James, 6 months ago, talking on the KCI Terminal A, it was, this is Burns and Mac's deal. What did you guys think when you saw that? Did you have any interest in this project when it was supposed to just go to Burns and McDonald?
So we've been tracking the airport project for probably a year and a half, and knew that there was clearly a need. As someone who travels in and out of the airport fairly often, recognized the needs for a new terminal. And so it had been a project we had been actively following. And so we were thrilled when the competition was opened up to allow us and others to bid on it, and obviously worked out favorably for us in the end.
How did you feel about entering into a project that, weird is the only term I have for it, where one company had already been picked and it seemed like the city was going to go with a local company and there seemed to be some support for that company, but some concern about the process, and then it gets opened up and then you're picked, but you're having to do some work on the project without knowing if it's even going to pass with voters?
Sure. So on the first part of that, you know, we were thrilled when they opened it up for competition. We felt that that would give us, you know, a fair shake and a fair shot at winning the bid. And we put forward, a compelling team proposal and offer that ultimately resonated with the city and the selection committee. And that's why we think we were chosen. You know, it's been a great process the last 2 months after the selection, working with the city council, going out to lots of community meetings, meeting the community, talking with folks about their interests about the airport project. We've been universally accepted as we've gone throughout the city. And so we feel grateful that the community has welcomed us with open arms.
And as we went through all of this, I mean, Jamie and I went to council meetings. We listened to what people had to say. I'm sure when you sent your people to these same city council meetings where the people of Kansas City could voice their concerns, it felt like it was a negative campaign, not from you guys, not from the city, not from the airport, but it felt like this was going to be met with a lot of backlash. Did you feel that same way?
No, I think, you know, from our perspective, the civic community really stepped up between the Better KCI program, what the KC Chamber did, KCADC and others. They really spent a lot of time educating the voters on the why it was important to have a new single terminal, the benefits from, as I said, job creation, 17,000 jobs, the economic uplift, over $1 billion, creating new job capacity, what it means potentially to attract Amazon, the World Cup. And so they did a fantastic job explaining the why, which made it easier for us to then come in and work with them and collaborate to continue to sell the story.
One of the biggest comments that we get from listeners, as we had talked about this over the last several months, was, well, it's not a local company. How do we guarantee that they're going to use local labor and make sure that they take Kansas City into consideration? You know, there's we're suspicious of people that are outsiders, and you're getting some of that suspicion, maybe unfairly, but you're getting it.
Well, you know, we've been in this community now for a couple of years. We're building a very large project at the University of Kansas, which has been going on since 2015. So we've had an opportunity to work in the community on that project. Is just a, for example, 94% of the companies working on the job are local and 98% of the workforce is local. We know local hiring is critical to the city in terms of companies and employees, and there are significant commitments as part of the community benefits agreement for us to uphold that and meet the goals that will be set forward.
At Edgemoor, Managing Director Jeffrey Stryker joining us in studio. We'll talk more with Jolie Justice, Kansas City Councilwoman, here in just a minute. She's here as well. I think people want to know, what's Edgemoor know about airports?
We know a lot. So our team has done, between the design and the construction, about $60 billion worth of airport work all over the world, 30 different airports. We've built terminals, we've built parking garages, central utility plants, all the things that Kansas City has requested as the scope of the project we've designed and built before. So we bring that knowledge and expertise to bear, as well as our company focuses on these types of public-private partnership projects. And so we bring the expertise of understanding how these deals get put together and financed.
How far along are you in the design process? I know you're going, oh my gosh, we just won the vote. But because I'm not looking at the text line right now, but I guarantee you when I do, the word I'm going to see the most often is convenient. How do you guarantee that the new design will be as convenient as the current design?
So from a process perspective, we are going through what we call a program validation. So the aviation department had spent 2 years putting together analysis, interviewing in the community to put forward what was ultimately called Exhibit K, which defined the terminal footprint, looking like the letter H, the number of gates, et cetera. So we are going back now with the aviation department and the airlines and validating those assumptions. And that process has been ongoing now for a couple of weeks and will continue throughout till the end of the year. With that information, plus the design open houses we plan to hold in the community later this month and in December, we'll take all that feedback and then begin concept design at the beginning of the year, beginning of next year. Regarding convenience, I think convenience should be thought of in a couple of ways. First is today, Kansas City is one of two of the 50 largest cities. Airports are still arrival and departure traffic on the same level, which means it's always crowded. It's also mixed with the rental car bus, with the airport shuttles. So one of the things that we have is the arrivals and departures will be separated, like you see at many other airports. So by default, 50% of the traffic is on one level or the other at any given time. We've got a parking garage across the street that's 50% larger than what exists today. So more convenient if you're parking and then going, whether it's vacation or business travel. But convenience also then doesn't end at the curbside. It's once you get quickly through security, once you have opportunities to go to a restaurant or do some shopping, or to then sit comfortably at the gate and not be squeezed in and be able to charge your cell phone. So there'll be convenience woven throughout the new terminal.
It means Jamie doesn't have to sit on the floor while drinking a beer?
No.
Is that what you mean?
Right?
That's what I mean.
How long am I going to have to wait for a restroom?
Ooh.
Can we have you commit right now, on the record, are we going to have more than two restrooms past security?
You will have more than two restrooms past
that's
security.
That's all I'm asking for. Just more than two at a time.
Coming up more with Edgemoor Managing Director Jeffrey Stryker. Also, Kansas City Councilwoman and Airport Committee Chair Jolie Justice in studio. We're going to talk about renderings and that design open house you just heard Jeffrey mention. It's midday with Jamie and Wickett. More on the new KCI, which won yesterday 75-25, right here on 98.1 KMBZ.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.